Okay, this is Dave with Gamers Coop, and we have
Cammy,
Tyson,
and special guest
Grant.
All right, we are talking about Mario Kart Wii today, and we wanted to discuss the joys and frustrations of that game.
Mostly frustrations.
It's a good game, Tyson. Shut up.
That's just because we beat your butt at it. That's all. Man,
Tyson complains and complains that he's losing. He just need to get better at the game, Tyson.
Look, there's one thing about getting better, and then there's one thing where the game's just kicking you in the balls the entire time. It's like, oh, you're in first. Blue shell, red shell, red shell. Oh, look, a pow block. Oh, lightning bolt.
It can be frustrating. I think we all agree with that.
The game's
at times.
The game's awesome. It's classic Mario Kart. So you got
classic Mario Kart.
It is classic.
Classic Mario Kart. You're driving around the track picking up coins and going over question mark blocks and, you know, Mr. Banana Peel.
Hey, I've seen all that in there. Except for coins, maybe.
No coins. Everything else. It's classy.
And it's got lots of characters. You're going to get lots of characters in that game.
It has new tracks on it, plus some old tracks from all the different Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, they picked a wide variety of tracks from the old school ones, and they did a good job with the selection, and there's 32 tracks in all, so I mean,
it's nice.
That's nice.
Quite a lot of variety.
I feel also kind of cheated, though. It's, you know, the thing is, they put a lot of tracks in there, but then it's, you know, seeing all these old tracks, it's like, oh, you couldn't do anything different?
It would have been nice if they had downloadable tracks. Additional tracks.
That would be nice.
They couldn't do that on their service.
What they do have.
They know how to get online working.
It's true. Wii Online is not the best online service. We know
that. No. They do have tournament, though. And that's kind of fun.
Download games. Why can't they do tracks?
With the tournament, you get to go every month or so, they do a new tournament, and you get to choose what you want to do there. There's ghosts you can race. There's all sorts of cool stuff online. It's probably the best online Wii format of any other game, right?
Much better than Smash Brothers.
Oh, man. Smash Brothers was great when it worked.
When?
Yeah, when it worked.
At least with Mario Kart, I mean, it consistently works. You can at least get on.
Until someone hacks and they're just a bullet bill the entire time.
Woo! Yes. Online gameplay is a little frustrating when there's hackers, but it's still way fun when you have your friends and you invite them to a party.
I wish you could do more players online on one console. You can only do two online. I wish you could do four.
Four. It would have been a little bit better for a group of buddies to play.
But if you're just playing local, you can do four. So it's okay.
Online also was, in my opinion, was a little bit better when it was first originated on the Wii. Playing people across the world was quite interesting, and brought up a lot of challenges. Those that play the game night and day, was kind of interesting to see how you stack up.
Except for then cheaters came on, and it sucked. Stupid jerks.
I've never played it online, so doesn't bother
what?
Me. You guys,
what?
So,
I don't know. I just really don't care about playing a lot of stuff online. I like getting together with friends and playing
games. How are you supposed to get your gamer score up if you don't play it online?
Yeah, I care less about my gamer score.
So you know when you're doing well online if you had a score of at least about 9,000 or greater.
9,000 is like way good.
You're extreme and obsessed with the game.
It's hard to keep it at 9,000. So
7,000 is like medium.
7,000 is about average, good to average player.
You start at 5,000. And it can go negative depending on how bad you suck.
So I jump online, I'd be like negative 10,000, but like, woo!
I think zero's the lowest.
Popular!
I don't think you can go below zero, Tyson. Sorry.
I'd do it. I'd probably like switch it so far negative that it'd go back to positive. Number one now.
Maybe that's how those Japanese do it.
I see.
You can't even keep up with the Japanese. They're just like a whole lap ahead, and you're like, what the crap?
Yeah. The tournaments are fun because you get to do that with everybody around the world, but you do it yourself, and then you submit it. So you don't have to deal with that.
How do we get back to tournaments?
Because you get to see the Japanese people on there and how they did.
I know,
because
you never see Japanese people anywhere else before, right? live on the ground.
New subject. Anyway.
Thank you.
So, also on the Wii, the new Mario Kart, you can play with cars and bikes, which is way awesome.
Yeah.
The nice bikes feature. Are fun.
Love that they added bikes.
Peach in a biker outfit. Got my money.
Very, very nice.
No, the best is Baby Luigi on the bubble jet. Woo.
Oh, no, man. Those baby characters are dumb.
What?
Yeah. I don't go for the babies.
Baby Luigi's the best.
Way too wussy. Way too wussy.
What kind of a dumb unlock is that? You unlock Baby Peach. Nobody cares.
I worked really hard to unlock Baby Luigi. He says the funniest things ever. Cracks me up every time.
You sure? It's probably just like...
Oh, it's always like, Baby Luigi number almost one. And not too bad for a baby. And then when you pick your bike, he's all like, vroom, vroom. It's awesome, Tyson.
I prefer Wario. I can run over baby Luigi.
Fatty, fat, fatty.
I do tend to go for the medium-sized characters because they aren't...
Mario with the speed racer.
Yes.
That's
I do like that one. I do well with that one, okay?
I just go with the characters with the boobs.
Well, it's good to know that you do like women, at least.
I do.
That's good to know.
Does Birdo have boobs?
I thought Birdo was a guy at first. He became a girl.
It has a bow in its hair.
So and it wears,
has a bow,
it's debatable.
It wears a diamond ring.
So I'm sure there's a gay guy out there with a diamond
but
ring. What's your point?
If we're going to go there, what about Yoshi? Is Yoshi a guy or a girl?
I don't know. We got to tip him over and see.
He poops out eggs. What do you think?
Well... Who knows?
Yeah,
we don't. I don't know. I think the.
Because I thought Yoshi and Birdo were having a thing going on, but.
Are they
how would that work?
I don't know.
I mean, would Yoshi? You know, he'd have to get in Birdo's nose or whatever that is.
Okay.
I mean, that's where the eggs come from.
Back to the game. Anyway, on those bikes, you can do wheelies and things, and that's pretty cool. It gives a little speed boost.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It's nice that it has a manual or an automatic. Feature for
and that doesn't mean transmission, by the way.
Yeah, it's for the power slide.
Yes, for the power slide.
And you can do the jump if you do the manual, which people love the jump from the 64 days.
Yeah.
And then you got the colorful
hop and
skidding going on, and you let it go at the right time, you got your speed boost. But the automatic's way better for some things.
What? The manual is way better for the bikes. It's always manual for bikes.
Dude, automatic's junk. It's all, you want a power slide? Denied.
Exactly. See? Listen to Tyson.
Grant and I like the automatic better.
Only because you
for
ride big,
cars.
Fatty cars.
Dude, he's not fat. He's just big boned, Cammy.
There's no bone in that area,
are
Tyson.
You racist against fat people?
What? Racist?
That isn't exactly where to be racist. They're not their own ethnic group.
Wario's fat. It's common knowledge.
Anyway, also it's nice to be able to use your Mii characters as well.
That is fun.
That's kind of nice.
And if you like a certain weight class, you make them that big or small.
On
the Wii menu, and then you can drive that kind of cart. Or bike.
Or you can just use Baby Luigi.
dumb.
Better than
let's use like
bike.
A joke character. Yeah, that makes the game awesome.
Hey. So harsh.
True. But the tracks, they're fun. I liked how a lot of the tracks had kind of different paths you could take.
Yeah, it wasn't like cheating.
Really
you know, shortcuts
cheap,
everywhere.
Really cheap.
Like on the 64 one where you could jump halfway across Rainbow Road every time.
Dude, that was awesome. You
but
make that jump. You
they
be
were
like,
realistic.
See
it, they were realistic shortcuts that would really help you to race a little bit better, give you the edge, but not help you to like totally dominate everybody.
Rainbow Road's not too bad in this one either.
I hate
like,
Rainbow Road.
But this one's not too bad. Double Dash, I hated the Rainbow Road Double Dash, but the one on the Wii is not too bad.
I don't know. Rainbow Road gets a bad rap all the time,
it
but it's
it
really not that bad.
No, Rainbow Road is garbage.
No.
Like, oh, you went too much to the left? Oh, you fell off the track? Oh, what? You went
well,
to third to
don't go too much to the left, Tyson.
No, that's just because you suck, Tyson.
Probably.
Rainbow Road's my favorite track.
You know I can't drive.
I dominate on Rainbow Road.
I like Rainbow Road a lot better than, what's that, Jungle Parkway crap?
Yeah, Jungle Parkway. They brought that one back, and it's Nothing special, that's for sure. At least
is that the one with the Donkey Kong barrel?
No, that's different. That's DK Mountain.
Man, see, all the names are like, everything's like the same in that game.
Pretty much, but at least in the Jungle Parkway, they don't throw those coconuts at you.
They don't throw the coconuts this time.
That was nice, but it's pretty boring, and it's even got boring music. It's just,
so if we can, we skip that level. We do like to skip that.
Yeah, yeah.
If we can.
A nice part is you can do 32 races in a row if you want. Random order, pick your order.
It's pretty cool, you can customize. And
I like how you said it was nice. That's not
it's
nice. Man, that's boring.
Oh, it's together, fun. We're going to do it right after this. So
man,
Tyson can enjoy it.
Yes. It's nice to have the different classes of CC, your 50, 100, 150. It also has...
mirrored.
It has tracks. You can mirror the tracks as well.
Yeah, well, it has computer difficulty.
Computer difficulty.
So then you have items that you can adjust too.
Okay, so some of the items are way awesome. Like I love the bullet bill and the big mushroom, but some of the other items really suck. Like the cloud. The cloud. I hate the cloud.
Is that
the lightning one?
Yeah.
And then if you don't touch somebody, it shrinks you or whatever.
You gotta pass the cloud on, or else you get shrunk.
Yep.
I just hate the blue shell. The
POW is kind of fun, but it's frustrating too because you can't always do the repel.
You just hit up on the D-pad.
Yeah, just do a little jump at like the last
if you're
one.
Using the
yeah, I use the Wiimote and the Nunchuck. Cammy doesn't. She uses the GameCube controller.
It's all about the GameCube controller.
Man, I can't even remember what one I used. Did I use the Nunchuck?
You use the Nunchuck and Wiimote, Tyson.
I tried the steering wheel and that was garbage. I don't even know why they ship it with the game.
It's true, the steering wheel is really frustrating. I don't know how people get a gold steering wheel.
A large percentage of people out there that play this game online are using the steering wheel.
I think the steering wheel is good for like little kids, but if you want to do well, it sucks.
I do prefer the GameCube controller. It allows you to get into the game much quicker. You can pick it up and play it. And get in neck and neck with the people that are playing online with the steering wheel already.
It's just easier.
Yeah, there's not as much of the learning curve going that way.
I kind of like the Nunchuck and the Wiimote because it's like half and half. Because you use the Wiimote features that are motion sensitive to do your stunts, to do wheelies, and you still have that Nunchuck to do like turning and whatnot. Well, I believe that concludes our podcast for Mario Kart on the Wii. Thank you, and have a good afternoon, evening, or day.
Woo!
Yeah.